never said I oppose fracking.
Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good afternoon, America, and to the rest of you around the world. I know you guys tune in from all different countries, and I really appreciate that and all the support that you have continued to provide to this show. Thank you guys so much for standing up, for speaking up, for just being good patriots, because I tell you right now, we need that more than anything as Joe Biden and the Democrats continue to destroy America, continue to kill innocent troops because of their absolute disorganization and inability to govern the United States of America. Today, we're going to remember the 13 fallen soldiers, as well as, and a lot of you guys might not know this, the other 170 people killed in that explosion last week. FreedomWire.com reported that 170 people died. Afghans died. It was a massive explosion. So we'll get into all that. If you guys haven't liked us on Facebook yet, check us out on Facebook. I don't know where you're watching this. We're streaming live to YouTube, Facebook, and Rumble, Twitch, and DLive. We're also on YouTube, so go ahead and subscribe. Smash that button, and we are going to start going live over on Rumble starting September 6th. So September 6th, that's the launch day. We're going to be going live every single day. We're still determining the time, so hang on. Hang in there. We'll let you guys know. So today we're going to actually start, before I get into destroying Joe Biden and the Democrats, today we're going to start on a little bit more of a somber note, because I don't think it's right to really go on with this show without first remembering those who have fallen. I mean, it's a very, very tragic incident. We've heard from family members, we've heard from moms, we've heard from angry spouses, children. I mean, this thing was just so unnecessary, what happened to these 13 very, very young and brave soldiers, the best people, the patriots that went out there and protected this country. And because of a very senseless and unorganized, which should have been so simple and well-coordinated, ended up an absolute debacle of a situation. And again, are you surprised? That's because Joe Biden is leading this country. So now we have 13 of our finest men and women who have now fallen because of Joe Biden's completely reckless attempt at pulling our troops out. Today, I'd like to start by honoring them. The attack struck a crowd. I mean, we all know what happened. But what's interesting here, if you don't know, is that it killed a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people died during this. Let's take a look and kind of break down what exactly happened here. So we're going to remember the fallen today, the 13 service members that were killed in Kabul Airport last week. So on Thursday last week, ISIS-K militants conducted a suicide bombing attack, as we all know, at the gates of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. The attack struck a crowd. The attack struck a crowd of evacuees attempting to flee the country and escape the Taliban takeover following the withdrawal of the United States Armed Forces. An estimated 170 Afghans were killed in the blast. This was not just some little amateur hour suicide bombing. This rocked the Kabul International Airport. 170 Afghans were killed in the blast. Tragically, also within the crowd were a number of American military personnel assisting in the evacuation. 11 Marines, one Army soldier, and one Navy corpsman were killed, marking the single deadliest attack against U.S. forces in Afghanistan since 2011. All thanks to Joe Biden and his inability to swallow his pride and at least attempt to listen to those who were trying to advise him, which should have been just a very routine and simple evacuation. And what's even more sad is that a lot of the men and women who died, they weren't even there in the first place. One mother went on radio the other day and just crying hysterically about the fact that her son, which I'll go through in just a minute, her son was in Jordan, stationed in Jordan. He was then supposed to come home to witness the birth of his baby in about a month and a half or so. But nope, he was sent over to Afghanistan, and he was one of the soldiers that were killed. So now 20-year-old Ryan McCollum, I believe his name is, will not be coming home to his newborn baby and a wife who they married in February 14th, and he will not be coming home now because of this very reckless and just senseless chain of events that just went so wrong so quickly. So before we get into destroying Biden and Democrats, let's just kind of honor these men and women first, because they deserve to be honored. We deserve to pull them up. So on Saturday, the Department of Defense confirmed the identities of the fallen to be as follows: Marine Corps Lance Corporal David Espinoza, 20 years old, from Texas. Marine Corps Sergeant Nicole Gee. This is very sad. Here's Nicole Gee, 23. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her name right, and I'm sorry if I'm not. 23-year-old. This is the last picture that she posted, I believe, to her Instagram account. Posted a picture of her. This is her right here holding the baby. In the left right here is Nicole holding, cradling this Afghan baby. Parents, who knows if they fled, who knows if they were killed, but she's now taking care of this little baby. This was the last picture that she ever posted. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover, 31, of Utah. Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Naus, 23, of Tennessee, 23 years old. Marine Corps Corporal Hunter Lopez, 22 years old. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Ryan McCollum, here's the 20-year-old from Jackson, Wyoming, that we were just talking about. February 14th, got married to his spouse. Baby girl, I believe, is due to be born in a month. He was stationed in Jordan, but because of what happened over in Afghanistan, he then had to go. He was part of the 6,000 troops that were sent to Afghanistan to help with the evacuation. He will no longer be coming home. He's one of the fallen. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Dylan Marola, 20, of California, 20 years old. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Kareem Nikoi, 20 years old, of California. Marine Corps Corporal Deegan William Tyler, age 23, of Omaha, 23 years old. I mean, the average age of these kids, you got 21, 22 years old. Just absolutely tragic event. Sergeant Joanie Rosario, 25, of Massachusetts. Marine Corporal Humberto Sanchez, 22. Jared Schmidt, 20 years old, Missouri. Navy Hospital Corpsman Max Soviak, 22, of Berlin Heights, Ohio. And the list goes on. 170 more people outside of these. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of go through those and honor them before we get into the rest of the show. It's a very tragic event that happened. We know who these people are now. And this just gave more power to the Taliban. I mean, it gave more power to the Taliban. Not only did we totally screw up this entire evacuation, but we handed millions of dollars cash to the Taliban. We've handed $85 billion in weapons. And Afghanistan has completely been taken over and run over by Taliban mafia. It's just disgusting. And here the whole time they're trying to tell us, and they pulled one over Joe Biden. I mean, they absolutely tricked Joe Biden and said, hey, don't worry, we're going to be peaceful. Remember that first day they started ransacking the whole place and they started taking over everybody, and they said, look, we're going to be peaceful. We're going to do it the right way this time. Just hand us over a list of Afghan, you know, citizens who helped you guys so we can make sure we get them out. Because trust us, you have our word that we're going to help get these people out. Okay, we've changed. We're different. And then Joe Biden, the dumbass president that he is, actually gives that list over. And now these people are being hunted down and murdered, executed. We've seen it. We've seen live videos. They're being executed. So Joe is literally that stupid. He's that stupid that he actually handed over this list. So the Taliban's like, nope, trust us. It's all good. We're gonna include women. We're gonna include women in our cabinet. We're gonna make sure that we, you know, really do a good job this time around. Oh, really, Joe? Let's see just how fair they're being. Here's a picture over on Rumble. Here's a video that I'm going to play for you guys. This is how fair the Taliban is being right now. Here's a Kabul TV host held at freaking gunpoint trying to convince Kabul and Afghanistan that the Taliban are going to run a peaceful regime. Here's the host held at gunpoint encouraging Afghanistan that everything's just going to be all right.
به نام خدا به عرض سلام و درود بر شما بیننده های شبکه جهانی افغانستان به ویژه برنامه پرداز باز هم شما را خوش آمدید میگویم میربایس حیدری حق دوست هستم شما را دعوت میکنم تا پایان این برنامه با ما همراه باشین حالا که نظام اشرف غنی سقوط کرد.
So regardless of what he's saying, that's neither here or there. The point is that he's trying to encourage, and I've read the translation, it's not coming up right now, but he's trying to encourage everybody that the Taliban's going to be running a very peaceful regime here in Afghanistan while being held at gunpoint. I mean, look at these guys. They are just waiting. They are just waiting for Biden to absolutely slip up. They're waiting for this TV host to slip up so they can put a bullet in the back of his head. I mean, look at these guys. They're not even trying to pretend to be peaceful. So this TV host has gone on and he's trying to encourage Afghanistan that everything's going to be just fine while being held at gunpoint. This isn't, if I was an Afghanistan citizen right now, I wouldn't really feel too confident in this press briefing or this media post that's trying to convince me that everything's going to be okay, while homeboy behind him is ready to put a bullet in his head if he even dares to say anything. And you know what? I almost think they wanted him to slip up. I almost feel like these two, which, I mean, they look totally freaking crazy, okay? I mean, the guy with the unibrow guy on the left here looks like an absolute whack job. Just ready to unload on this reporter if he says the wrong thing. And I almost feel like they wanted him to, so they can send a very strong message to every other Afghanistan citizen that if you dare say anything bad about the Taliban, we're going to put a bullet in you too. So it's almost like they wanted to send a very strong message to the Afghan people that actually, regardless of what he tells you, if you don't follow suit, we're going to kill you too.
و آقای غنیم از افغانستان فرار کرده و در افغانستان ایده‌ای که منتقد اشرف غنی هستند میگویند که رئیس
And I love this shot right here. I don't know if you guys can see it, but they're all, you have the Taliban here sitting in front of what's called the Peace Studio. This is what they're trying to portray to the Afghanistan citizens right now, that they're a peaceful regime. They even have they're even inside Peace Studio doing a photo shoot here. Okay, guys, if you're going to call your studio Peace Studio and you're going to do a photo shoot, you might want to lose the freaking AK-47s and the machine guns that you've been running around town spraying everybody with, executing them in front of their family. So I'm not really convinced that Peace Studio is the right name for these guys, and I'm not really sure who besides Joe Biden is actually buying into all of this BS. So we've just ruined this whole thing. I mean, the whole evacuation has been an absolute shit show. We know this. But what else is going on? Well, if we take a look at here, this is the Taliban gaining access to tens of millions of dollars of cash, weapons, and about $85 billion worth of other military equipment. Let's take a look. They're giving a tour now, doing inventory. Compliments of Joe Biden and the United States Army. I mean, there's got to be like millions of dollars, or tens of millions of cash there. So Biden and the military leadership left all of this for the Taliban. Now, I'm still trying to understand here if this was an oversight or did they actually want them to have it? I mean, I wouldn't put anything by our current president right now. I mean, I really wouldn't, because How do you leave all of this by accident? How do you not get all of our Black Hawk helicopters out? How do you not get Humvees out? We've had months and months and months to plan for this evacuation. And we leave so much cash, machine guns, Humvees, Black Hawks. It just doesn't add up. So exactly how much have we left? Well, here's a breakdown of the Taliban's new arsenal. So Christmas came a little bit early for the Taliban this year. I mean, these guys are having a freaking field day. And it's not like we're just going to rock up there once everybody's out and say, hey, by the way, do you guys think you might want to return our Black Hawk helicopters? Or do you mind if we come in and just go grab those real quick? I mean, they're gone. $85 billion down the drain. Down the freaking drain. I mean, if anything, I want a freaking tax refund. Because of how badly my tax money's been mismanaged. Your tax money's been mismanaged. I mean, $85 billion. In case you guys haven't noticed, we're not exactly in the position right now to be pissing money away. We keep printing trillions and trillions of dollars. We just pissed away $85 billion in military equipment, and you just saw the stacks of cash there. So this is getting out of freaking control, and Biden doesn't want to talk about any of it. 22,174 Humvees, 8,000 trucks, 634 M117s, 162,000 radios, 155,000 mine-proof vehicles, 169 armor personnel carriers, 358,000 rifles. Now onto the expensive stuff. How many Black Hawk caliptors? 33 Black Hawk helicopters, 33 Mi-17s, 43 small helicopters, 4 C-130 transports, 23 Super Tucanos, and a whole list of other planes. So the Taliban, we just equipped these guys with all of this military personnel. I mean, $85 billion worth. You know, I've heard a million times now that the Taliban actually has, and this is no joke, we've done inventory, we verified it. The Taliban actually has 85% of all Black Hawk helicopters of the entire United Nations. So they have in their possession 85% of the entire UN's inventory. The Taliban now has 85% of those Black Hawk helicopters, 33 in their possession. So talk about monumental disaster. I mean, just an absolute disaster of a situation. We have screwed this up so bad. And a lot of people are starting to wonder and question if this was intentional. I mean, you have to kind of intentionally mess up this bad. I mean, how do you accidentally screw up this badly? And everybody's, you know, Biden's defense, and I played it last week. Biden came on and said, the buck stops with me. I'll accept responsibility. But Trump, but Trump. No but Trump. There's no but Trump in the situation. Trump had contingencies. Trump actually wanted civilians out first. How did we not get every civilian out first? It's beyond me. Trump had contingencies. He had a plan. Biden decided to do it his own way. So as soon as Biden abandoned Trump's contingency plans, that means there is no more but Trump. That means you threw all of Trump's policy out the window and you decided to do it your way, Joe. So there is no but Trump anymore. And you know what I also find very interesting? I also find extremely interesting is the fact that Joe Biden, since he took office, he has thrown away every single one of Trump's executive orders, policies, everything, every one of America, of President Trump's America First policies, Joe Biden has tossed right out the freaking window. So now he's going to play the Trump card. Now, all of a sudden, it's Trump's fault when he ignored every single one of Trump's America First policies. So even if this was Trump's exact plan, which we all know it wasn't, but let's just say for a second, even if it was Trump's exact plan, Biden is the president. Biden did not have to follow it. And we know that Biden, up to this very week, ignored every single one of Trump's previous executive orders. He has reversed every EO. He has undone every single America First policy. He's put America last and the Taliban first. That's what he's done. That was not Trump's plan or agenda. So I find it interesting that out of every single executive order and policy that Trump had in place, Biden threw out the window. But now this one incident. Oh, no. I had to listen to Trump. BS. Biden, you got caught out. You've destroyed your presidency. Last week was by far the worst week of your presidency and probably of our lifetime. Probably of our lifetime. There's no way you will win 2024. You will not recover from this. You will not recover from this. And to be honest, I hate to say it, and it sucks that we just sacrifice so many brave men and women, but I think this is going to destroy the Democrats' chance of winning re-election in 2024. I think people are just done with them. I really do. I think even the Democrats are done with the Democrats. I mean, this is where we are right now as a nation. This was just irresponsible, reckless. Nobody wants to talk about it because they're embarrassed of what just happened. I mean, conservatives and Republicans are ripping the Dems a new asshole. And as you know, all the Democrats, they're now conveniently, Katrina showed up just in time to distract. I saw a press conference earlier of Joe Biden, whether he was on the ground, I don't know where he was, but he said, I'm not going to take questions. He did his little FEMA thing, reported the Katrina disaster. And at the end, he said, I'm not really supposed to take questions as usual, but I'll take one. What did the reporter ask? I want to know about Afghanistan. He goes, oh, I'm not. And so Joe goes, oh, I'm not going to talk about Afghanistan. Turns around and walks away. Because this is what Joe Biden does every single time. People are getting pissed. CNN is even getting pissed. You can't just put your head in the sand, Joe, every single time you don't want to answer a question. Whoever's telling you to not answer questions is going to get taken out back and beat up soon. Because everybody is getting pissed off of whoever or at whoever is telling you to not answer questions. Here's an idea. Grow a freaking pair, start running this country, and answer the goddamn questions, Joe. That's what you really need to be doing. If you stand any chance of being respected from what little Democrats actually have respect for you at this point. But it's not going to happen because Joe Biden's incapable of answering questions. So it's a total disaster abroad. And here on American soil, it's not that much better. I don't know if you guys have heard, but let's take a look at this freaking leftist Looney Tune. We've got more leftist crazy teachers here in America. I mean, as if it's not enough to have the Taliban hate us. Do we need more leftist loonies also hating us? I mean, don't we have enough crazies out there? The answer is no. We can all, there's always going to be, just when you thought it couldn't get any more insane here in America, these liberal left-wing progressive nutcase teachers take the level of insanity to a whole new level. Well, here we have a teacher, a California teacher, says American flag in classroom made her uncomfortable. She actually instructed the students to pledge allegiance to a gay pride flag. So this one teacher here, during COVID, she claims the American flag made her uncomfortable. She took it down, and I'll play the video for you in just a second. Her own words. She took the American flag down. Then when it was time to pledge of allegiance, she said to the kids, listen, you can do it. You don't have to do it. I don't care either way. You can stand up. You don't have to stand up. Just totally gave the kids carte blanche to totally disrespect our American flag. Total carte blanche. They didn't have to say it. It was up to them completely. So one kid said, well, what are we going to pledge to if we do want to pledge? And she looks up. She goes, oh, we'll pledge of allegiance to the gay pride flag. Well, you better believe the county got a hold of that. There's a lot of pissed off teachers. Let's play that video.
Stand if you feel like it. Don't stand if you feel like it. Say the words if you want. Don't have to say the words. So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine. Except for the fact that my room does not have a flag. It used to be there, but I took it down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable. And I packed it away and I don't know where, and I haven't found it yet. But my kid today goes, hey, it's kind of weird that we just stand and then, you know, we say it to nothing. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I gotta find it. Like, I'm working on it. I got you. In the meantime, I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he like looks around and he goes, oh, that one?
Okay. I mean, how insane is this? I don't know what she's laughing in. It's like some of these teachers forgot to take their meds before school. And these people are actually teaching our children. I mean, this is what we're sending our children into this coming fall. This is out of control. But fortunately, there's some sort of sanity in this entire thing, because the actual school district is quite upset.
The Newport Mesa School District told Fox News on...
They're actually upset by this entire thing, and this teacher's job is now in jeopardy. It's now in jeopardy, which, thank God, because if the school district's allowed this to be okay, I mean, that would be the end of the public school system. I mean, everybody's already furious enough with the direction that the progressives are taking our education with critical race theory and everything else that they're throwing at our kids on a daily basis, with transgender talk and kindergarten and pronouns. It's just, the whole thing is just out of control. And now we have teachers like this completely disrespecting the American flag and saying, hey, let's instead go and pledge of allegiance to the gay pride flag. So in California, this happened in California, the Newport Mesa School District is investigating the teacher after she posted a video explaining how she encouraged students to pledge allegiance to a gay pride flag after she removed the American flag from her classroom. We just heard the video, so I won't read all that to you, but Pitson explains how she removed the American flag from her classroom, saying, I took the U.S. flag down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable. It made her uncomfortable. She then tells the kids, we do have a flag in the cap. In the meantime, she told the kids, we do have a flag in the classroom that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he like looks around and goes, oh, that one, to the gay pride flag. So the parents are furious. The school's looking into this. And I'd like to see her get fired. I'd like to see her get fired. If she hasn't already been fired, I think that all of these teachers need to go. We need to send a very strong message to both the teachers union and the left-wing nutcases that want to keep talking about everything but reading, writing, arithmetic. Okay, their classroom is not a platform to corrupt our children. It's not a platform to corrupt our children. It's not a platform for them to indoctrinate our youth to then grow up and all be freaking head cases. So we do need to keep fighting. We need to push the school districts to fire these teachers when they come out and use their classroom as a platform. They want to go on Facebook. They want to go start a YouTube channel. They want to start a podcast. Go for it. I'm all for freedom of speech here. I really am. I don't mind if any of these people voice their concerns or opinions or objectives, or if they want to indoctrinate on social media, which is, it's a free country, freedom of speech, except unless you're Jack Dorsey and Twitter, in which case you don't allow freedom of speech. But there's other platforms that she could probably get away with it. That's where you should be doing it, not in the classroom. So that's not the only insane thing that's going on in America today. There's a lot of insanity going on in America. You now, as a parent, can lose visitation rights. You can lose visitation rights if you are not vaccinated. At least this one judge did exactly that. Judge James Shapiro. Actually, I don't know if you guys saw the story, but it's going around. And at first, I didn't really know what to think. I thought there has to be something more to it, but there's not. Judge James Shapiro removed Rebecca Furlitt's violation of visitation rights with her 11-year-old son after learning that she had not yet received the vaccine. So I thought, wait a second. There's got to be more to this. There just has to be. We cannot be at this stage in America where we are literally removing parental visitation rights or taking kids away from parents if they're not vaccinated. Surely there has to be more to the story. I have dug through this entire thing and I cannot find anything else to the story. The judge just straight up took away this mother's visitation rights. She's already divorced. So a little bit of the backstory. She's already divorced. Obviously, her and her ex-husband are not on good terms, because how any monster of a husband could be okay with this? He must have fought her on it. Him and his lawyers must have said, hey, you know what? I bet we can get this judge to revoke visitation rights based on the fact that she's not vaccinated. And he went along with it because he's just a freaking asshole of an ex-husband, I guess. And they got the job done. There's not much more to the story. I read the article. We'll take a look at the article right now. But the article very clearly says, the mother said out of the blue, Cook County Judge James Shapiro asked her whether she had been vaccinated. Furlitt told Shapiro she had not because she had bad reactions to vaccines in the past. So this mother of an 11-year-old boy, she decides not to get vaccinated because she's had adverse reactions to vaccines in the past. Shapiro then ordered that Furlitt be stripped of all parenting time with her son until she gets vaccinated. What country is this? That this is now acceptable. That we now actually take children away from parents. And listen, I don't care what side of the fence you sit on. I don't care if you're vaccinated, if you're not vaccinated. I don't really care. I'm sick to death of the conversation, to be honest. What concerns me is the level of tyranny that we're at here in the United States. The fact that we are now removing children from households because adults, grown adults, have decided, based on their own research, the direction that they want to move medically. That's not good enough for communist America anymore. The government is going to now make the decision for you. And that's exactly what they're doing. Indirectly. No, nobody's running around sticking a needle in your arm. I get that. But indirectly, this is what they're doing with the vaccine passports. With schools now. With rushing a Pfizer approval. And everybody who is scared to death of this thing, or maybe not scared. Maybe they're not scared. Maybe they just want to be able to choose. Maybe they're standing up for freedom of choice. their rights are going to be stripped away, whether they all like it or not, if they don't fall in line with big pharma, big government, and the pressure from the teachers' unions. And it's already started right here in my hometown. They are now having tryouts, one set of tryouts for sports for vaccinated and another set of tryouts for unvaccinated, because they claim some of the kids were exposed to COVID just miraculously out of the blue. Oh, we have reason to believe the unvaccinated were exposed to COVID, so now you have to try out in your own group of segregated unvaccinated while the vaccinated get to try out in another group. And you better believe that the school districts and the unions are going to put pressure on these coaches and say, hey, by the way, cut all the unvaccinated kids from the team. Let's really stick it to them and prove a lesson or show them who's boss. This isn't America. This isn't a free country anymore. And this is why we do need to keep standing up for our rights. Otherwise, you're going to have judges like this rogue Cook County judge, James Shapiro, removing visitation rights. And that's exactly what happened over the past 2 weeks. Frillett has been unable to talk to her son on the phone and through video calls. No, she's been able to talk to her son only via phone calls and video calls, but has not seen him in person. So now Frillett will be appealing the order, arguing that the judge has no grounds whatsoever to take her visitation rights. Her attorney said the decision exceeds the judge's jurisdiction. You freaking think? Are you kidding me? We need an attorney to actually say, hold on a second. This is completely overreach. And this judge has no jurisdiction whatsoever to remove a single parent from visiting her son based solely on the fact that this mother was unvaccinated. And you actually need to tell me a judge needs to come in and verify that? I don't have to be a freaking lawyer, people, but I know for a fact that no judge can do that. That is illegal, unethical, and completely immoral. But we have a bunch of crazy people now running this country. We have a very, very sick group of people who cannot get on with their lives. They are unable, they are paralyzed with fear because of what CNN did to them. They have divided this country. They have ripped the country apart. We're now going up against each other because half the country is too sick in the head to be able to calm down, conduct their own research, and get on with their freaking lives. But this is the world we now live in. I often tell people, I almost wish we'd just draw the crazies out, have our adult playground fight, beat the crap out of each other, and freaking move on. Because sometimes that's what it takes, a good old-fashioned playground fight. Let's just get it done and move on. Because I'll tell you right now, half the lawyers, half the judges, half the cops in this town need to get slapped around right now. They could use a good old-fashioned ass kicking because of the way that they're all acting. And this is happening all throughout America right now, in town after town after town. It's absolutely disgusting, which is why, America, we need to keep fighting. We need to put our foot down. We need to stand our ground and do what we know is right for this country. Otherwise, we're just going to end up being another Australia. Look what happened in Australia recently. They got their guns taken away a few years ago. They've been rendered defenseless. Riots every other week. They're getting destroyed. We saw what happened in Hong Kong pre-COVID. They were the first ones to go. As soon as the world saw how quickly you can silence protesters in Hong Kong, a million strong, they thought, we got them. We're going to bury these people. This is the power and the control that we've allowed our governments to possess right now because of our inability to fight back. We saw it in Hong Kong. We see it now in Australia. You better believe it's coming to Canada in the next 5 seconds. And America is next. The last stop's always been with America. We are the last stop on the freedom train. Once it gets to Canada, people, it's going to be on our doorstep in a whole 5 seconds. So get out there, fight, stand up, go to your Board of Education meetings, go to your town hall meetings, and if anything, get on social media and rant and let the world know that this is not acceptable. This is not the time to give a shit what your parents think or your kids think or your friends or your teachers or your students. This is not the time to care about any of that. This is the time to talk and get your message out. Otherwise, your children are going to be taken from you next, or your guns are going to be taken from you, or your freedom of speech is going to be taken from you. And why wouldn't it? It's happening in every single country around the world. So this is no exaggeration, guys. I mean it. And we need to keep supporting each other. Patriots need to stay strong. We need to get out there. I need to keep doing this show because this is what America needs right now. We need to counter the crazy loony left. And we need to call out the hypocrisy and all of this BS. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. We are going to go live every single day starting September 6th daily on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, Twitch, DLive. We're also going to post all of the replays to all of your favorite podcast platforms, Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, and about 30 other platforms on a daily basis. You can also go to unitedpolitical.com to look at all the videos. Thank you guys so much for your support. Stay tuned. We'll let you know the time soon. You guys have a great rest of the week. And like I said, keep fighting, America. We got a long way to go. We're going to get it done. Thank you guys. See you later.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.